Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Before we dive into today's episode, I have a special message for you. Are you enjoying our story time together? I have actually created a free special giveaway for you to show you my appreciation. You can now download 5 audio story photographs to accompany your cozy bedside. You can find the link in the show notes. Now let's go back to our tea time. Can you recall a moment when you are in a crowd of people and you suddenly feel out of place and feel lonely? I can certainly remember many of such moments, both from my adult life and my childhood. I think that a tricky part of this kind of experience is that when you are going through this, you don't want other people to notice that you are feeling out of place because you don't want other people to worry about you. But at the same time, if nobody pays attention to your situation, you can feel invisible in the room. It can be quite a painful experience if you think of it. But sometimes there is one person who sees you, and your whole experience in that room changes in that moment. Today's story is about one such moment that I experienced as a 5-year-old. It was my first day at kindergarten. There was a ceremony for all the new children and their parents, followed by a welcome party. Some of you may know this about me. I have one younger brother, and the day I entered my kindergarten, my younger brother happened to be in a hospital, and my mother was able to attend the ceremony part, but then she had to leave right away without attending the welcome party. So I attended the welcome party without mother or father, and I didn't think it was a problem. I had my best friends beside me, and it was a very warm atmosphere, and I really enjoyed all the programs that teachers had prepared for this special day for us. But then there was one particular game that every new child was supposed to play with their parent. And because I didn't have my mother beside me, I suddenly felt very alone in the room. It was a young, kind female teacher who saved me from this precarious situation. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. My kindergarten teacher. It was my first day at kindergarten. That day, my younger brother was in the hospital, and my mother had to leave soon after attending the welcome ceremony. I didn't panic when she left. I was quite used to being away from my parents by that age. Since my sweet little brother was born with a heart disease, I was often sent to my grandmother's places when my parents needed their full attention on my brother. It was part of my family's life, so I didn't feel anything when my mother had to leave early to go back to the hospital that day. I was happily attending the welcome party organized by the teachers. My two best friends were also with me in the same room. There were many songs and games, and I was busy following all the activities happening in the room. I was excited. Then there was an announcement. All the new children were invited to come on the stage with their mother or father to play a game.
As everybody around me started to move to the stage, I suddenly felt anxious. Not knowing what to do, I followed the crowd onto the stage. We were told to stand face to face with our parent. I stood at the far end of the stage, feeling the empty space in front of me. We were going to perform a hand game with our parent. The music started, and I looked around uncertainly. Just when I had decided to use my imagination and pretend that somebody was standing in front of me, a young teacher came running and knelt before me. With a big smile, she took my hand and started to play the hand game with me. Even though I was feeling anxious and didn't smile at her, she kept smiling at me and talking to me. When the music stopped and everybody clapped, she gently brought me back to my seating. When I was about to be invisible in the room, this teacher saw me and made me feel loved. I don't recall any words coming to my mind that day, but the smile she gave me that day is engraved in my heart.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.